The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Sunday, November the 11th. Andy Holding looking at seven races for you at Navan this afternoon, and we've got a cracking card for you as well. We've got graded action all the way from the 105 all the way through to the 210, in which five top chasers go head-to-head in that four-trio chase. I think we're going to learn quite a bit this afternoon, some good novices running and some tidy handicaps as well.
Race one.
None more so than that first race, which we deal with coming up at 12:35, 2 miles six the distance. Quite a few fancied here. What I quite like is Oh Here We Go from the Val O'Brien stable. This horse has really sprung to prominence in recent times. It's a long-standing maiden for quite a while, but managed to get off the mark at Ballinrobe in the back end of last season. And has regun matters in superb fashion, winning at Listowel over 3 miles, travelling well throughout that contest and winning with quite a bit in hand. Went to Tipperary the next day and had to show a different skill set to win on that occasion, staying on very strongly after being headed in between the last two. Teams up really well with his set Connor Orr as well. And despite the horse unseating rider early on at Galway last time out, I still think this horse has got everything in his favour today. He likes a little bit of digging the ground. He stays three. This 2-6 on a stiff track should be fine. He's got a good cruising speed. It's hard really not to see here we go, not going well there for us in the opening contest.
Race two.
On to the 105 then, first of the big graded races, and we're certainly going to find out quite a few hidden secrets about one or two of these as they get properly tested here this afternoon. But the big clash at the front end of the market is between Felix Desjee and, of course, Quick Grab Him, who's been very impressive on his last two starts for the Willie Mullins stable. Even though that Gordon Elliott has got a good record in this race, I'm much more in favour under today's conditions for Willie Mullins' six-year-old, because I do like the way he quickens up. He quickened up really well to win at Listowel Festival, beating a good horse in the shape of Back Madge. And then he went to Tipperary last time out and was even more impressive on the figures. His winning time was good, and he left behind him some very smart individuals for this time of year, including the second triplicate, who's very highly regarded from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Back in the field was Pearl of the West, who was fourth and won at Cheltenham the other day, of course. And a horse called Dolls Persia, who was well beaten in six, got beaten 35 lengths. Came out subsequently and absolutely trotted up at Cork the other day. So that form, I think, is as it stands at the moment, much better than Felix Desjee's victory of Licklighter, who's been a long-standing maiden, ran the gaff tracks such as Ballinrobe. So even though that horse obviously finished sixth in the champion bumper last season, he's likely to do a good deal better over time. I think Quick Grab Him might just have the legs of him here this afternoon.
Race number three.
On to the Liz Mullen Hurdle and the Grade 2 at 1:35, 2 mile 4 contest. And it sees the reappearance, of course, of Apples Jade, who has been one of the best hurdlers out of Gordon Elliott's stable for the last couple of seasons. She was virtually unbeatable in mare's contest until coming and stuck at the Cheltenham Festival when she was a heavily punted 1-2 favourite and got beat by Benny Dedeur. Something wasn't right with her that day. She never travelled with the normal verve and purpose that she does. And that's kind of like carried itself forward to the Punchestown Festival, of course, when she finished third behind the same rival. She does go quite well fresh. She won first time up last year, so that's not a problem. It's just whether she's in the same form as she was perhaps a season and a half ago when she was literally unbeatable. If she is going to get turned over today, it might well be that Identity Thief gives her the most to think about. He was a revelation when they upped him in Trip at Aintree. On his penultimate start, of course, Holstone has backed that form up already this season by winning at Aintree the other day. Wasn't quite in the same kind of nick when Fahine tore him apart at the Punchestown Festival, but he's a decent horse, Identity Thief, and it wouldn't surprise me if he puts it up to the jolly here today. He certainly looks a decent bet anyway without the favourite.
Race four.
On to the 210 then. It's a race, of course, I've got a little bit of vested interest, only a little bit of a share of Dr. Phoenix. He was an absolute revelation for us last season, winning three and winning lots of prize money along the way. And that's pretty much going to be his agenda throughout this season. Gordon's latest report suggested to us that he might just need the run. That was very much the case last year when he finished second to Ballyoisin in a very competitive race down in Cork. And he subsequently went through the season, continued to improve. Now, the ground is very crucial to Gordon Elliott's 10-year-old. He wants plenty of dig in the ground. So they might have just missed the rain that everywhere else has had over this side of the RAC. So not absolutely ideal for Dr. Phoenix. At his best, of course, going right-handed as well. But we're hopeful of a good run. Ballyoisin really is the one to beat. He comes in great nick, having won his last three starts, including a very good race the other day at Listowel over hurdles, in which the time figure was very good. So we're certainly fearful of him. But, you know, if Listen Dear and Ballyoisin take each other on, then, and Dr. Phoenix is in good form, then hopefully he might give us a little bit of fun here this afternoon.
Race 5.
Joseph's been doing really well under both codes throughout this course of this last season and a half, and he's got a really good dearth of novice hurdlers, novice chasers. And I thought this fella shaped okay first time up over fences down at Wexford. He was surprisingly easy to back, considering that he ran quite well in last season's Supreme Novices Hurdle. So the run might just have been needed. But either way, the time figure was very good of the race that was eventually won by Mind's Eye. I know Duca de Tai has gone on to run really well out of that race subsequently. So, like I said, I think that form is pretty good. And I'm prepared to give this son of Stowaway another go. He's a big, strong chasing type. And with that run under his belt, then he might just be able to strip fitter this afternoon and make a more go there in that 240.
Race number 6.
On to the 315 then. This 2 mile competitive handicap does look that way on paper, but it really should go the way of Wunderleisch if that form of his last run on the flat is to be believed. Don't forget, this lad is a 95 rated horse on the flat, and he proved it the other day with a cracking run in the November handicap at Nice. It was a stellar event. It was the race, of course, if you remember, that William Mullins got 10 horses in it. He literally chucked everything at the board, including the likes of Exchange Rate and Limini. And this fellow was the big eye catch in the race. He came from an absolute country mile back to finish a never near third. He was probably the most unlucky horse in the race. He runs here off a mark of 119. Now, it doesn't take a genius to work out that this, he really should be winning off that mark. He's been well punted. He likes cutting the ground. And yeah, if he can keep all four legs on the ground, then surely Wunderleisch will take that to 315 comfortably.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and Gordon Elliott, who took this race last year with a very nice sort, should come out on top here with Column of Fire, who has been very much the talking horse of the day in this bumper. He was second to a horse called Commander of Fleet, who I noticed that price-wise in the Racing Post put this horse up for the Supreme Novices Hurdle. And it's easy to see why, because it was a very strongly run contested bumper. There was lots of fancied horses, and the winner won very comfortably. But back in second was this Gordon Elliott trained gelding by Robin Deschamps, who certainly shaped as though he's going to have a very, very bright future. Obviously, you've got to respect Messrs. Mullins and Mead, who of course run two nice horses in this race in the shape of Getaway North and Senatis. But the vibes are that this Column of Fire is fairly useful, and with Lisa O'Neill to do the steering, he'll do for me in the last. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully I'll catch you again in midweek, when I'm going to be taking a look at all the action from Dundalk coming up later on in the programme. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.